This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This week, classes were canceled all over Wisconsin thanks to the bitter cold. But students at Concordia University in Mequon had it pretty good. They get to classes through underground tunnels, sometimes in shorts, even in sub-zero weather.
In today's Curious Wisconsin, we'll get a tour of the tunnels with Craig McCarthy, Public Relations and Publication Manager at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Craig, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So how long have Concordia's tunnels been there?
Well, you know, they're actually an original part of when this facility was built back in the early 1960s. And so the Sisters of Notre Dame were originally here, and the tunnels were part of that original structure of the buildings. But obviously, over the last 15, 20 years since we've Concordia's been here on campus, we've actually added some buildings, but we've still maintained the tunnel system connecting the existing buildings to some of the newer buildings that we've put up.
Wisconsin is a cold and often windy state, but we don't have a lot of tunnels. Why did Concordia, or the buildings that preceded it, have these tunnels?
Well, I mean, from everything that I've been told from people who've been here for a while at the university and kind of know the history of the building, this is the way that the engineers wanted to and the architects wanted to build the structure. They wanted a bunch of buildings sort of clustered together in the center of the campus, and then they wanted a road that kind of travels around the campus. And so with the buildings in the center and kind of closely, very close in proximity to each other, it's easy to connect the buildings with the underground tunnels. And from what I've been told, the nuns used to use them to travel between buildings. They would roller skate and ride bikes and do all sorts of things between the tunnels. And it's kind of fascinating now that when I walk underneath and look at some of these things, I just imagine, nuns and other people on roller skates and bicycles kind of traveling between buildings. And, if anybody were to see photos or travel, they're very wide. So you can push huge carts through with, things. Maintenance people are pushing, big carts with equipment and things through the tunnels. And it's just quite fascinating when you really think about it.
Now, so do people still use them for recreation? Do they roller skate down there, or is that not a good idea anymore?
I don't think I've actually seen anybody. I mean, I'm sure somebody could do that, but now with with almost 2,000 students on campus at any given time, probably not the safest thing to do would be to be roller skating or bicycling through there. But I did see somebody on a Segway once going through.
Wow,
so it was interesting.
How extensive is this tunnel network? Is it just a couple tunnels here and there? Or can you go a fair ways in it?
To think that somebody the distance would be close to 4 miles of tunnels. So I think if you're talking about our tunnels underneath and then with our hallways, sort of both levels, I mean, it's about almost 4 miles. Of hallways and tunnels that students can walk through when they're going between buildings and classrooms.
So does anybody ever get lost down there?
I'm assuming they do. It probably took me 6 months to a year when I started here to finally realize where I was going. I would always get lost, but that was, I guess, part of the fun of it. Kind of creepy, too, when you're walking and you don't really know where you're going and it's getting darker and darker and darker, and then you're somewhere where you have no idea where you're at.
Oh, boy.
Do you have students who spend days, maybe weeks on end, particularly in the winter, I guess, without setting foot outside?
Yeah, they do. I mean, I've talked with some of our student workers here, for example, that work in our department. I've been told, they said, sometimes I think they forget how cold it is outside because they say it's been days since they've actually had to even step foot outside. So, quite fascinating when you think that, during this time when it's, below zero, that you may forget at times, how cold it actually is out if you're a student here.
So do the students tend to like that, they're underground and they don't really have to grit their teeth and go outside, or does it make them feel sort of insulated?
I don't know. Everything that I hear, I think it's pretty favorable because I feel like the students, there's not maybe that sense of, oh my gosh, if you maybe wake up a little bit late in the morning and it's a couple minutes before class, it's kind of, you can, jump out of bed and kind of, get ready pretty quickly and then still make it to class in time without having to kind of, layer up and do those types of things that you would normally have to do if you were traveling, outside or going a distance across campus if you had to go out into the elements. So I think it's kind of a comfort factor, I would think. And then, I also think that's kind of how students, these days want to dress. You know, they want to be able to wear comfortable clothes. You know, it's joking saying flip-flops and shorts, but honestly, when I first started here, it was February, and I was kind of scratching my head, not realizing that, yes, they are traveling with through the tunnels, because I said, God, that student must have been freezing coming in from outside wearing flip-flops and shorts. But realizing now that that's how they're able to get between the different buildings is through the tunnels and the hallways.
We've seen a lot of cancellations this year, more for cold than for snow.
Yeah.
Concordia, I'm imagining some people have to drive to work. Do you still cancel classes when the weather gets too bad?
Yeah, unfortunately, that was the one thing it doesn't happen here. It's very rare that it ever happens here on campus. But, I sent out the information on Monday about the tunnels. And, of course, Monday night, I got the email that we were canceling classes on Tuesday morning.
So. Really?
That's why jinx does.
Nice jinx, yeah.
Yeah. But in a way, it was more of a safety thing, and also because there were, obviously, we do have a percentage of commuter students, and they were just having car issues and things like that, so a lot of the students weren't able to, you know, commute to campus.
So I've read that Concordia is 13th in a list of 21 coldest colleges in the country.
Yeah.
This is according to a website called College Prowler.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, you know, why other campuses don't have tunnels too.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I can't speak to what the mindset was back in the early 60s when they sort of, you know, did the construction on this, but I think it was people who actually were kind of, you know, forward-thinking and kind of had that foresight to think about, we're in a pretty cool location here in Mequon, because we're actually right along Lake Michigan on a bluff that overlooks the lake. So I think we're a little bit more susceptible to some of those, lake effect winter conditions, the winds and, some of the blowing snow and things like that. So I think that kind of, you know, makes it that much nicer that we have the tunnels and a way for students to get around without having to go outside.
Are these tunnels a recruiting tool? Hey, you could go to another college in Wisconsin. We've got tunnels.
Yeah, you know what? And it's actually funny because I was told by somebody that prior to me starting here, they actually used the phrase in a marketing campaign that said, at CUW, you can wear shorts in January. So I would assume that maybe would be a kind of a hook for, you know, those, you know, 17, 18-year-olds who are kind of deciding. And you got to remember, too, that students may be coming from other parts of the country that maybe have never experienced the cold weather. So Florida, California, those types of places. So, you know, that may be a deterrent for them wanting to come to a cold location. But then if you realize, like, hey, you can come here and you can still kind of maintain your relatively warm, you know, environment during the winter, it's kind of an added bonus, I would say.
So do you think this is the future for all cold Midwestern colleges as we go through erratic weather patterns? Some of them, winters might be warmer, but some of them might be getting even more brutal.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that we're probably in a unique position that, our buildings are so close together, because I would imagine doing any sort of underground tunnel system in a very large campus across miles and miles and miles would be fairly expensive. So I don't know if this is going to be necessarily the wave of the future, but who knows?
Craig, I got to say, thinking about this, all I can think of is this is a great opportunity for games. Do you ever have any big campus-wide tunnel hide-and-seek tournaments?
You know what? I don't know if that's been the case. You know, I'm usually not around here at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. But I do know that there are some, stories about ghosts and things that kind of haunt the tunnels. So it's kind of interesting to hear some people talk about some of these, these stories about the tunnels being haunted by spirits and things like that.
So we'll have to leave those ghosts as a tease for another time.
Yeah.
Craig, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, no problem. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Craig McCarthy, Public Relations and Publication Manager at Concordia University, Wisconsin.